Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We're talking about the murder of Alex's kindergarten best friend. You can follow along and be part of the show on our Instagram. See photos of this, Joe and Alex Show, and on Twitter, same thing, Joe and Alex Show. And we're asking people to use the hashtag Murder Monday. Live the Web Girl, what kind of feedback are we getting today?
Jetta says, my skin is crawling. Hashtag Murder Monday. And then Blake says, this has to be one of the most gruesome Murder Mondays of all time.
I would agree. And it's even creepier that it's actually a personal thing because Alex knew this kid growing up. All right, Alex, where did we leave off, and what's kind of the conclusion today for Murder Monday?
So we left off with Jared being stabbed multiple times in his house and left there, and Jared's mom, Desiree, being stabbed, throat slit, and his 9-year-old little brother, Anthony, being stabbed and throat slit, and they were all dragged back into the house, still all alive, and now they're all laying together on the floor of their home. And so that's where we left off. Matthew Wood starts pouring gasoline all over Jared, his mom, and little brother, and decides that they didn't bring enough gasoline. So first they take Jared's Xbox 360 and some DVDs. They load them into Matthew's mother's car, which they had driven to the crime scene. And then they leave the three of them on the floor of their home that they had just moved into 6 weeks prior, barely alive and gasping for air as they drive down the road to the gas station to buy more gasoline. After returning from buying gas, they pour more gasoline all over their bodies and their house. The family dog, who usually stays outside, had actually ran into the house when Desiree and Anthony were being dragged inside and is shut in the house when Matthew lights the house on fire. As he lights the house on fire, Matthew is blown off the front porch and gets severe burns from the exploding gasoline. The fire reached a nearby propane tank in the yard, and the explosion is even heard from neighbors. The dog managed to get out of the burning house but died later after sustaining severe burns. And right after this explosion happens, a neighbor called 911.
What's location emergency?
The call came in the early morning hours.
I was in the house and I heard the kaboom.
An intense fire on Milky Way Drive. A neighbor was the first to call 911.
Do you know if anybody lives there?
Yes, people live there, but I have no idea if anybody was home.
The autopsy report showed that according to carbon monoxide levels, Jared, his mom, and his 9-year-old brother were all burned alive.
Gosh.
William claimed later that Matthew did everything, and you can see photos of them Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. But when telling his side of the story, acknowledged that he said okay when Matthew told him outside the home that they were going to kill them all. He tried to tell the police that him and Matthew had been at a bonfire, and that's why Matthew had severe burns. But when police went to the location he had said that they were at, of course, there was absolutely no evidence of any bonfire. Matthew and William both faced the same 11 charges, 3 counts of premeditated first-degree murder, 3 counts of felony murder, and 1 count each of aggravated arson, setting fire to personal property, aggravated burglary, theft, and aggravated cruelty to animals. When William Angel pleaded guilty to all charges and agreed to truthfully testify against Wood in exchange for a life sentence with no chance for parole, both were still sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences without parole, and both of them had faced possible death sentences. The District Attorney General Mike Bottom said that the triple homicide of the Thornton family was, quote, the worst case he's ever tried. Desiree's gym was shut down immediately after. A wreath hung in her honor and became a sort of shrine honoring her life for a long while. And Jared had never even hooked up with Matthew Wood's ex-girlfriend. It was all a figment of his imagination.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a crazy story. And maybe it's just because you knew him growing up that it's even crazier to me. But that passion and that, like, to freak out and say, that's my girl.
Right.
But it's not.
But it wasn't. And the thing is that what's really nuts is I had no idea that this had happened. I had no idea he had died or anything. Like I said, I moved away and we didn't keep in touch with that family. So I didn't actually find out about this until last year. My dad and I were talking on the phone and he just was casually like, oh, remember your friend Jared? I wonder what happened to them. And then like Googled their names and then saw this story. So I did not know about this murder until last year. And then my whole family, our minds were just blown. We could not believe it. So yes, yeah, so So sad, senseless tragedy. You can see photos of the Thornton family, Desiree, Jared, his 9-year-old brother Anthony, photos of the killers, what their house looked like after it exploded, all on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Alex. And if you want to check out the Murder Monday podcast, maybe you can share it with somebody that's never heard it before. Go to RadioNowIndy.com, click on the Joe and Alex Show, and you will see all of our Murder Monday podcasts up there.